Hello, Rosie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio today on Carve.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, I've got you in here today to promote the No Intermission Festival, which is a theatre festival of four plays being put on by Theatre Travels Productions, which you are part of as a producer, director. Explain your role, isn't that? Sorry, explain your role.
No, so it's a pretty large role. I'm the co-curator of the festival.
Yeah, that's right. Cool.
So my co-curator, Carly Fisher, and I, we sit down and we receive all of the scripts. I think, God, we received hundreds for the last submission, which is exciting because the festival's only in its second year. But we received hundreds from across the world. So we sift through those and we decide which ones we think would be the best fit as a sort of part of the No Intermission family. So I do that, and I'm also directing one of the shows. I'm directing Rattling the Keys.
Cool. Let's go through the four shows, I think maybe by weeks, because if we just go all four at once, then it'll just be a lot to take in. Week one is running from March 17 to 20 at Chipping Street Theatre, which the whole festival is at. Mm-hmm. And that features Rattling the Keys, the one you are directing,
yes,
by Zoe Muller, and In Their Footsteps by Ashley Edelman. Rattling the Keys, also, we should mention, I also happen to be performing in, so it's very exciting.
Such a coincidence.
It's very exciting. Yeah, but it's a complete coincidence, so I'm very excited to be interviewing my director. Talk a little bit about those shows in week one and what people can expect.
Cool.
Those.
So we run two shows a night. So the exciting thing about week one is that if you come for both shows in an evening, it's such a varied experience. In Their Footsteps is an American piece. It's a verbatim work, which means that it's taken from interviews with real people. So five women who were involved in the Vietnam War were interviewed about their experiences and how women are often forgotten in the war. Specifically in the Vietnam War, there were so many women that were involved in various capacities, and they were just as affected by what happened. They treated the victims. They were affected by Agent Orange. There was generational problems after Agent Orange that affected them as well. But they're largely forgotten. If you look at the Vietnam War memorials, very, very few women are listed on there, even though there were so many that were involved. So Ashley Edelman and Infinite Variety Productions went and interviewed these five incredible women and put their interviews together into this fantastic play. And so it gives you a really fantastic idea of what the Vietnam War looked like for women. And how horrific it was, because I think when you think about the war in that way and Vietnam War and maybe what you studied or what depictions you've seen, you don't actually think about female involvement. So I'm very, very excited about that one. Unfortunately, as good as the pitch I just made is, it is completely sold out.
Yes, I would love to keep talking more about it, to be honest, but we've got shows to get through, Rosie. We've got shows to get through,
which
I'm sure. No, it's all right. I'm sure. Not just on this show, but at the moment in your life, there's shows to get done. There's shows to talk
through. There's a lot of shows to get done.
So if I were to book a ticket to In Their Footsteps, and then that same night go see Rattling the Keys, how would my experience differ?
Oh, God.
How would my mood change?
I mean, they're both pretty grim, but in a good way.
Yeah.
In Their Footsteps is quite an empowering piece. I would say it's quite a feminist work, looking at how tough these women were throughout the war. And, you know, there is this beautiful, sad moment. I don't want to ruin the ending, but there are beautiful, sad moments where you sort of remind yourself that as much as you're watching characters, they are real people. So that's quite shocking to see the photos and the names of the women that were actually part of the Vietnam War. Rattling the Keys is an absolute roller coaster. So if you come to, I mean, even if you just come to Rattling the Keys, that's a roller coaster in itself. But if you come to both in one night, your emotions are going to be rattled. But in a fantastic way. I want to stress that.
Yes, in a fantastic way.
Exactly.
Can confirm.
Exactly. Rattling the Keys is quite a dark work that looks at drug addiction in rural Australia and people who from different backgrounds who haven't had the best opportunities and sort of like a melting pot of bad experiences and what happens when that's all turned up to 100 and where they can go from there and how they can drag themselves out of these negative experiences.
With Rattling the Keys, we'll sit on that one for a sec since you are directing it and since I am performing in it. I guess with such a young cast and such a diverse group of people, how's it been for you directing a group that really is quite, I guess, similar in age to yourself?
It's pretty exciting. I really like working with younger actors because there is this amazing sort of... I'm just sort of moving my hands around the space.
This is an audio medium.
I know. I'm so used to using my hands. There's this great energy and passion and vibrancy that comes with working with a young cast, which I'm sure comes with working with older casts as well. But everyone sort of gets into the room and is like, all right, let's go. Rehearsal started 30 seconds ago. What are we doing today? Which intense scene are we doing? You want me to roll on the ground? It's happening right now. I'll do a flip if you want. And those sort of bold offers are really exciting, especially in a piece like this that requires such intense dialogue and such intense emotions.
Yeah, I think it might have been a direct quote from me at some point in that.
That was definitely you.
Yeah. Let's talk about week two, which plays March 24 to 27, also at Chipping Street Theatre. And this one features Girl, Shut Your Mouth by Geeta Bizard and Lipstick by Lane Stanley.
Yes. So Girl, Shut Your Mouth by Geeta Bizard it actually came straight from Adelaide Fringe Festival. When I say straight from, it was the last one before COVID. So it was the 2020 Adelaide Fringe Festival where we had a fantastic run. It was a 5-star run, which I was stoked to stage manage and assistant direct. That one's directed by Carly Fisher, and it's this incredible, very dark. Dark seems to be a theme across of our across our festival. Yeah. It's a very powerful feminist piece about what women will do to get out of that darkness, to get out of those horrible places.
Yeah. And Lipstick by Lane Stanley.
Lipstick is not dark. Lipstick.
Yes.
Yay. Lipstick is the lightness in our festival. Cool. It's something that we were really excited to add to the festival because we've never had a queer farce as part of our repertoire. And so it's very silly and so much fun. And every rehearsal I've sat in on that one for it's an absolute riot. If you don't know what a farce is, it's people hiding under the couch and the audience can see, but no one else can. And people jumping out of doors. It's incredibly chaotic, but it's about identity and learning to come to terms with yourself and accepting who you are. It's very, very positive, and I really enjoy that piece.
Speaking about the festival as a whole, and I guess we try to avoid it, but I feel like you got to in arts interviews, we got to touch on the COVID effect and the fact that this festival was scheduled to go ahead as an 8-show festival. 8-show? 10-show?
Yes,
8-show festival.
10-show would kill me.
I know, yeah. So I'm sorry I even suggested it. An 8-show festival back in April 2020. It's been postponed and suspended about 4 times, and finally it's going to get on stage. For you as a co-curator, how much of a relief how exciting is it to finally get these shows on stage?
There is a huge relief. We cast these shows in December 2019. So majority of the actors and the crew have been with us since then. So it's been a huge roller coaster for us, not knowing if it was going to go ahead, and the disappointment when we had to postpone and then we didn't know if the new dates would even work, and we're so close now that fingers crossed nothing can happen because it opens in 2 weeks. But it's fantastic not only to be able to get these shows on stage, but to see the audience response coming out of COVID and how hungry people are to re-engage with theatre. That's what's been really exciting to both me and Carly, and I think everyone working within the festival, is the response to us coming out with we work with emerging artists, so these are 4 new works. They've all been written in the past few years, and to see audiences go, yes, I'll absolutely come to this new work. I don't know what it's about, but I'm excited and I want to support emerging artists. And that's definitely been the most exciting part for us.
Awesome. I'm excited to see the other shows in the festival. I'm excited to perform in Rattling the Keys.
I'm glad.
That is a relief, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a
I'm
huge
excited
relief.
About it. And if anyone wants to buy tickets to any of the shows that we said, week one is March 17 to 20, Rattling the Keys and In Their Footsteps at Chipping Street Theatre. And week two, March 24 to 27, Girls Shut Your Mouth and Lipstick. And you can get tickets at theatretravels.org/no-intermission. Or you can follow on Instagram, Theatre Travels Prod, Are there any other socials to plug, or is that a good point to
either
point Theatre
Travels
to?
Prod or just regular or Theatre Travels? We tend to cross promote about across both of our pages, so either is fine.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, Rosie.
Thank you so much for having me.